Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Andy here. I went from depressed and suicidal to living a life of abundance and joy. If I can do it, you sure as hell can too. You could very easily tell the story that I have a fair bit of competition being a coach. You know, whether you want to call me a life coach or a sex and dating coach, whatever you want to call me, there are quite a lot of coaches in this space, particularly online. If you look at my YouTube channel, there are a hell of a lot of other people giving dating, sex, relationship, love, life, business, spirituality advice on the internet. And you could very easily tell the story that I am in competition with all of those people to get money. You know, people have a certain amount of money that they want to spend. A lot of my coaching clients have specifically said to me, I was looking for one coach and I chose you. I looked at a few other options. I talked to a few other people and I ended up choosing you. You could very easily say that means I beat the competition, or that means that I won, or that means that I got that person's money and the other coaches or the other potential coaches missed out. And then I'm sure that happens in reverse. People think about signing up with me, but they go and check out someone else and they end up going with that other coach instead. You could very easily say, I missed out there. I lost. You know, I had potential money and I didn't get it. In dating, we could tell the same story. We could say on dating apps that most women are looking for one guy at a time. You know, most women are not out there going, let me have sex with 500 guys right now. No, they're usually looking for one, maybe two people that they want to date. And if they choose me, that probably means they didn't choose someone else, or vice versa. If they talk to me for a little bit but end up choosing someone else, you could very easily say that I missed out. But this isn't how I think. This isn't how I talk. And this isn't how I view the dating market or coaching businesses or, you know, the business market, whatever you want to call that space. I don't talk in terms of competition. I don't sit there and feel like I've lost if somebody wanted to date someone who isn't me or give money to someone who isn't me. And I don't feel like I have won if somebody decides to date me or if somebody decides to give me money. Because thinking like that just puts me in this win-lose position. It makes me see other human beings as my competition or almost as the enemy instead of as my fellow human beings, as people who are on my team. And it sort of makes me focus, if I think like that, as in if I see other people as the competition or I see this space as like competitive, it makes me focus on not losing. Like I'm trying to compete and not lose instead of focusing on what I actually care about, which is with business, changing people's lives and giving them an amazing experience, making the rest of their life inarguably better. And with dating, my mission isn't to beat the competition or beat the other guys. No, that's not something that's ever in my head. My goal is to have a great experience with every woman that I meet and to give them as best an experience as I possibly can if they meet me and choose to have me in their life. That's what I'm focused on. I'm focused on helping people or giving value or giving people a good experience or leaving people better than I found them. But if I sit there and worry about competition, you know, what if another guy is more attractive than me and she chooses him instead? What if some other coach is better than me? What if someone else can do a better job at earning money? What if someone else is better at this or better at that? If I do that, I'm not focused on the thing that I actually give a shit about, which is having a good time, being happy, giving value to other people and facilitating their happiness. In other words, I'm not playing to win. I'm so focused on not losing or beating the competition as if there even is competition. Competition is just a made-up concept. But I'm so focused on beating the competition that I'm not even thinking about winning or having a good time. And when I say winning, I mean winning for the things that I want, which is, like I said, to have fun, to have a good time, to help other people have a good time. This whole thing can be seen as win-win if you look around at the people who are in the same space as you and see them as, like I said before, your fellow human beings, your brethren, instead of the enemy or the person that you have to beat. You know, we can all lift each other up. We don't have to push each other down. And I've had a few questions like this over the years where people have literally said to me, Andy, why did you put all of your dating like advice or everything that you've learned with dating and sex, why did you put that in the big Tinder guide? Like, why did you give away all your secrets? Aren't you just making more competition for yourself? And again, looking at it like that is such a zero-sum game. It's such a negative way of looking at things. Why wouldn't I want my fellow men to have better experiences in dating and sex and relationships? Why wouldn't I want the women that they date to have a better time? Like, why wouldn't I want that? Why the hell would I want to keep it all for myself and be greedy and not let anybody else share in the spoils of victory, so to speak? Why would I not want other people to be able to lift each other and themselves up? Because if I lift all of them up, then they can turn around, or some of them will turn around and reciprocate and help lift me up in other areas, or teach me things that maybe I was lacking. In other words, when I teach other people, I benefit just as much. When I give, I receive. And this doesn't just apply to dating. Obviously, this applies to business. If I help other people who are in the same coaching space as me, and when I say help, literally that can be just saying nice things about other people in the coaching space, or not treating them as my competition or as my enemy. If I just have a nice word to say about people here and there, that lifts them up. And then guess what happens? Some of them will have a nice word to say about me because I've been fucking nice to them. Why wouldn't they be fucking nice back to me? And then we all lift each other up. In other words, we're brothers in arms and sisters in arms. You know, we're here to help each other, not push each other down for fear of somebody else beating you. It's such a crab bucket mentality to think about or obsess about competition. You know, what if some other guy is more attractive than me? What if he has a bigger dick than me? What if some coach is better than me? What if some other business, you know, is better at their marketing and all of that? Wouldn't you want to compliment them on that and say, hey, you're doing an amazing fucking job of this. Is there anything you can teach me? In other words, what I like to do in my life is make friends with people who I think are my betters, so to speak. Betters is a silly word, but like people who are doing better than me, whether that's like they're earning more money, they're having more sex, they're more attractive, they're happier, they're more peaceful, whatever it is that they're good at, wouldn't I want to make friends with that person? Would I want to encourage and lift that person up? And make friends with them so I can learn from them, so they can possibly help me. And so when I see somebody who's my supposed competition, whether it's dating, whether it's money, whether it's anything really, I want to lift that motherfucker up. I want to help them. I want to compliment them. I want to tell them they're doing an amazing job. If they're ahead of me, I want to be their biggest cheerleader so they go even further ahead of me because that inspires me. I can learn from them. Why wouldn't I want them to win? If they win, they're a great example for me. I can follow in their fucking footsteps and say, holy shit, like this guy's like blitzing me. Look at this motherfucker. He's you know, earning 10 times more money than me. Holy crap. Like, what can I learn from him? And if I'm there cheerleading him and saying like, dude, this is amazing. Keep going. Guess what happens? He turns around to me half of the time and says, hey, bro, I'm grateful for you for inspiring me and pushing me and helping me. Is there anything I can do for you? This shit has happened so many times in my life where I push someone to go further ahead than me and they turn around and say, hey, let me give you a hand up. Let me help you. Let me pull you up a little closer to my level because you cheerleaded for me. But if I see that person as my competition, if I push them down out of fear that they might beat me or they might take something away from me and I miss out, why would they ever turn around and help me? And then guess what? They will treat me like competition. They will treat me like the enemy because I did it first. I struck first. Why wouldn't they then reciprocate that? In dating, in business, and in life in general, you very much get what you give. It can be said that the universe is a mirror. And if you put out positive, you know, encouraging, loving vibes into the universe or to other people, they reciprocate that back. We all know that on some core fundamental level, and yet we forget it and we lose sight of it and we see other people as the enemy or the competition. And then we wonder why they compete with us and why they beat us and push us down and don't want us to win. We struck first. We did it first. We were the one that treated them like the fucking enemy. And then we wondered why they did it back. The same thing happens in dating between the genders, where a lot of men will treat women as the enemy. A lot of women will treat men as the enemy. And then they wonder why their dating life feels hostile. They wonder why women or men, you know, whoever they're dating, seem hostile to them or treat them with distrust or hold back a little bit or don't fully give everything they can give and be vulnerable and honest and upfront and all of that. It's because you were doing it first. You were treating them as if you had to be cautious around them because they might break your heart or they might reject you, and you're withdrawn and closed off, and then they give that back to you. People aren't stupid. They can see that you're being withdrawn or that you're being closed off or that you're being cautious or that you're worried about them hurting you, and then they start feeling the same way and they get withdrawn and closed off, because why would you trust someone who doesn't trust you? And so rather than seeing other people as my competition, I see them as, like I said, I've said this a million times in this podcast, as my brethren, my fellow human beings. And something else to think about is I am the only person on the entire planet who is qualified to be Andy Wells. Like, there's one of me. I'm sure there's other people with my name, but you know what I mean. I am this one entity who is me. You are the only person on the planet who is qualified to be you. And so rather than saying this other person is better than me or comparing yourself to other people, be the best you that you can possibly be. Look at your strengths and really run with them. Any of your weaknesses, try and improve them just a tiny little bit at a time, baby steps, or work around them. You know, learn to work with your weaknesses. Eventually you get to a point where you don't even see them as weaknesses. They're just part of you, part of your personality, part of your traits. You don't see them as good or bad traits. It's just you. It's all of the different traits that encompass you. But be the best you that you can possibly be. Work with what you've got. If you're a shorter guy, amazing. Work with that. If you're a guy that doesn't have a ton of muscle, amazing. Work with that. If you're someone that's a little overweight, amazing. Work with that. Whatever it is that you're good at, whatever it is that, or whoever it is that you are as a person, work with that. And obviously improve as much as you possibly can, but you don't have to be the best. This isn't a fucking competition. It's not like you have to be top 0.00001% in order to have a woman like you. It's not like you have to be the best coach or the best entrepreneur in the entire fucking world to make enough money to pay the bills, or even to make enough money to be filthy, stinking rich. You don't have to be the best. I'm not even remotely close to top 1%. I'm really not. I did an article many years ago. I wrote this article like 3 or 4 years ago called, "Am I the best a woman has ever had?" And the answer is obviously no. Like, I'm just not the best. I don't have the biggest dick. I'm probably not the best at sex. I'm pretty good at sex and my dick's like slightly above average, but I'm probably not the best. A lot of women will sleep with me or date me and I won't be the best person that they've ever had. I won't be the richest. I won't be the most kind and compassionate. I'm pretty kind and compassionate, but I'm not necessarily the best. There are people who are way better looking than me. There are people with more muscle. There are coaches that do a better job changing people's lives. There are people who are far better at podcasts. There are people who are better at YouTube channels. Obviously, you know, like Mr. Beast has 260 million subscribers on his YouTube channel. He's obviously better than me at YouTube, right? I don't need to be the best. I'm just working on being the best me that I can be. But even then, I don't have to be the best me that I can be. I just focus on improving me every day, a tiny little bit. I focus on progress, not perfection. So I don't even have to be the best me, just a slightly better me than I was the day before. You know, it's self-improvement rather than, am I the best in the entire fucking known universe? No, I'm never going to be the best. So none of this is a competition, or I'll phrase that a different way. You can call this a competition if you want to. You can call life a competition and compare yourself to other people at every chance that you get. You can call dating a competition and be in competition with the opposite sex, be in competition with your own gender, and fight and try and get your scraps and hope to God that maybe you don't get fucked over and rejected. You can do that if you want to. You can call the business world or content creation or whatever it is that you're in, entrepreneurship, you can call that a competition, and you can use force and sales and manipulation and fight against other people and try and use dirty tactics, and you can push people to give you money even if they don't fully want to because you're afraid that they might leave and go to the competition. You're allowed to do that if you want to. And I did that for a little while. I did that for a few years. You know, this is 7 or 8 years ago. I used to think like this. And it just led to pain, suffering, and distrust of my fellow human beings. And funnily enough, it led to less abundance. I literally got less money, less sex, less happiness, less friendships, less everything when I saw the world as a competition, because I scare away anybody who doesn't want these things to be a competition or who doesn't see them as a competition. I scare away all the people who I was actually looking for. You know, I want people who are very giving and affectionate and generous and happy to give away their money. Those are the people that I want in my life. And yeah, I was scaring them away because I wasn't thinking in those terms. I was thinking in terms of like competition and fear and scarcity, and I have to hold on to what's mine, and I have to fight for the table scraps, and I have to view other people with distrust because they're about to fuck me over. So why would anyone who's generous stick around with that person? They're kind of complete opposites. Why would anyone who's loving and kind and generous and compassionate and just a genuinely sweet, humble human being, why would that person have anything to do with the person who doesn't trust anyone or who sees everyone as potential competition? I did a video on my YouTube channel a little while ago called "Are You Treating Dating Like a Boxing Match?" And if you see it as, you know, this competition and you got to like fight the enemy and you got to fight your fellow gender and all of that kind of stuff, you will just end up getting into experiences or into situations, into relationships with people who also see it as a boxing match. And you end up just fighting each other and slugging it out. How the fuck is that fun? Or another way of saying that is, that was fun for me for a little bit because it's drama, it's excitement. It seems cool to be like, yay, I beat the competition. I'm a fucking alpha male Chad. Look at me. I'm fucking beating society. Like, fuck the system. I'm unplugging from the matrix. Look at me, bro. I'm top G. I'm top fucking dog. Fuck all the haters. Like, that feels good for a little while. But it isn't the abundance, the true abundance that I was looking for. It isn't the effortless action that I really wanted. It takes a lot to view people as competition, and it takes even more to beat them. It takes energy, it takes willpower, it takes motivation, and it's fucking draining. It isn't something that's sustainable over the decades or the rest of my life that I'm looking for. When I got into all of this stuff, I wanted a lot of sex and companionship and affection and intimacy and trust and all that shit. I wanted a lot of that stuff, but with no effort or very little effort. I wanted, when I started this business, or when I was fairly a little bit into this business, I transitioned to wanting to build a business and have enough income to pay all my bills, but with basically no effort. Like, I just sit here in front of this microphone or on my YouTube channel, I sit there in front of the camera and I just talk for an hour and I try and help people. And then the coaching calls are basically like that too. I literally just sit with someone for a couple of hours, 3 hours, 2 hours, whatever, and I just help them. Like, that's easy as fuck. And this is what I always wanted. I wanted abundance, but efficient abundance. I wanted abundance that I could sustain. And that is what most of you want. That is what most people want. If I put two different scenarios in front of most people and I say, do you want a ton of sex, but it takes a shitload of effort, a shitload of willpower, it's constantly draining, you feel like you have to fight for every single woman that, you know, ends up in your bed, and it's just a lot of energy and a lot of struggle, a lot of failure, a lot of heartbreak, a lot of that stuff? Or do you want a ton of sex, but like the women basically just fall into your lap and every single one of them is like incredibly generous and kind and they're looking for what you're looking for and you don't have to really battle them or your competition? And it feels like you almost have too much sex than you can handle. You get to a point where you're almost like, or you are screening a lot of the women out and saying no to a lot of women because you have too many women. I have basically never met someone who says, yeah, I want the one that takes way more effort and is way harder and comes with way more like competition. No, basically everyone is like, I want it effortless. Are you kidding me? Like, I want that. It's just that doing so requires letting go of your ego, letting go of pride, and letting go of the fear of competition. It involves trust, and trust is a leap of faith. You're trusting in your fellow brethren. You're trusting that other people won't fuck you over, or the people that will fuck you over, you'll just screen them out and that's fine. You're trusting that there's plenty of people who will be generous and kind and help you get yours and you help them get theirs. In other words, you're looking for people who see dating or business or life as a cooperative thing, where you cooperate with each other and lift each other up, where you hold hands or you link arms and you say, let's both go somewhere beautiful together. Let's both build something amazing together. You're looking for those people. And that takes a leap of faith, because it often takes you cutting out a lot of the people who see life or dating or business as a competition. And there's that saying that you are the product of the people that you surround yourself by. And if you've surrounded yourself by people who also see all these things as a competition, or see other people as the enemy, or they have to like fuck them over before they get fucked over themselves, then yes, it can be very hard to ever conceive of a world in which you could trust your fellow human beings, or trust your own gender, or trust the opposite gender, or trust potential clients. It's very hard to conceive of that world. But I'm telling you, that world exists, but you have to work towards it or walk towards it. And that does involve, at least slowly, baby step, little bit by little bit, letting go of this mindset of seeing other people as the competition or the enemy or the person to be beaten. Everyone around you, or I'm going to say 99.9% of people around you, can be potential friends, potential allies, but you have to go first. It's up to you. Other people are not going to do it if you've been sitting there in this mindset of competition, competition, fight, 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 enemy, enemy, I got to beat other people. All of the people who see life as a collaborative effort will be probably nowhere near you if you're hardcore focused on competition. And so it is a little bit of a leap of faith. It's baby steps. It's taking these little, you know, steps towards letting go of this competition mindset. And this was very difficult for me at the start. It was very, very, very fucking terrifying. The good news is you can do little baby steps if you want to. And by the way, you don't have to. I said it before, but if you want to view the world as competition, if you want to view other people as enemy or the person to be beaten and conquered, if you want to live your life in pride and ego and fear of losing, you're allowed to do that. It's not up to me to tell you how to live your life. But I don't like that world. That world isn't peaceful. It isn't efficient. It isn't abundant because I'm constantly, if I live in that world of competition, I'm constantly terrified of scarcity. I'm constantly terrified that if I ever let my guard down for a single second, I will lose to the competition. If I ever stop forcing myself to hustle, 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 grind, grind, grind for a single second, the competition will beat me. That isn't a peaceful world, and I don't want to live in that world. That isn't how I want the rest of my life to be. And so I've made a very conscious effort over the last, what, like 8 or 9 years to build true, deep abundance that doesn't require me to see other people as competition, that doesn't require constant uptick. You know, my sex life basically happens on autopilot in the background. I mean, it essentially literally does. You know, my business life essentially happens in the background. I literally just sit here in front of this microphone or this camera and I just speak my mind. And I help people. That's it. That takes like no fucking effort. It really is so unbelievably effortless. And people pay my bills. And then I get to tell them, holy crap, I'm so grateful for you for paying my bills. And they're like, well, I'm grateful to you for coaching me. And I'm like, wow, what the fuck? This is amazing. And I don't have to look at the other YouTube channels and see them as competition. In fact, I get to reach out to them and say, hey, fellow brother, is there anything I can do to help you? And they go, wow, man, that's amazing. Yeah, could you do this for me? And then I do it. And they go, is there anything I can do for you? And I'm like, yeah, brother, I would love it if you did this. And they do that for me. And I'm like, wow, isn't this amazing? We both benefited. You know, I get to help you build your audience or help you build your stoicism or fucking be someone that you can just bounce ideas off of. Whatever it is that I can give you, I get to be that for you. And then you get to be some of those things for me. How is that not the most beautiful thing ever? I get to look at other people in the dating market, other men, and I get to say, hey, what have you learned about dating or women? And they go, I've learned this and this and this. What have you learned? And I go, well, I've learned this and this and this. Wow, isn't that amazing? Now we are both better off because we shared our collective knowledge. The collective knowledge is always going to be greater than each individual's knowledge. Obviously, that makes sense. Two heads are better than one. And if you really, really, really can be brave and throw yourself into this mindset of seeing other humans as potential friends or potential allies, you know, a stranger is just a friend you haven't met yet. If you can throw yourself into that mindset, you no longer think in terms of these like binary or dualistic or positionality, you know, good versus bad, me versus him, us versus them, left versus right. You don't think in terms of that anymore. You're just like, is this person a potential friend? Could this person potentially help me? And could I potentially help them? What can we give each other? What can I give them? And I will go first, because the act of giving is receiving. And so I will go first. And if they reciprocate, that's amazing. If they don't, by the way, that's amazing too. Cool. I'll go give to somebody else. If you would like any more help with this sort of mindset, if you would like help with building a business, if you would like help with your sex and dating life or relationships or marriage or anything like that, I would absolutely love to help. I have 2 tiers of coaching. You can sit down with me for a one-on-one coaching call for $200. We sit down for a couple of hours and talk about anything that you would like to talk about. I also have a hardcore coaching program, 12-week all-in VIP coaching program. Links in the description below to both of those. As always, ladies and gentlemen, go out there and crush those goals and take a chance and help lift some other people up with their goals as well. I promise you, giving is receiving. And if you can see the people around you as potential friends or potential allies or people that you can help and they will potentially help you back, the world is a much friendlier place. It doesn't feel like a battleground. It doesn't feel like an arena. It feels like a giant circle where we're all holding hands and singing kumbaya and loving each other and lifting each other up. And that's absolutely magical, you guys. I'm telling you, this is such a beautiful way to live. This is the way I've lived for the last 8 or so years, definitely the last, you know, couple of years, last 3 years. And I'm telling you, it's fucking magical. You're allowed to have it, but you have to go first. You have to be the generous one. You have to be the one who takes that leap of faith. Giving is receiving.